This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Pete is here. Dave is not. Steve Thompson sitting in. Josh Wheeler, our producer on the program, here on the Sports Huddle. We'll talk Vikes a little bit later on. Timberwolves, the Wild playing well. They got beaten in a shootout by Calgary. The Loons continue their playoff run in the conference semifinals. We'll slide something in on that a little bit later on. Prep a little early this year at U.S. Bank Stadium. Here are the results. Minnesota, dominant year, beat Springfield 70-20 in the first game on Friday to win 1A. The Minnesota Vikings, maybe one of the more dominant seasons at any level in high school football history. Becker, Dwight Lundin, the legend, they beat Totino Grace in 4A, 24-8. Pete, Dwight Lundin, 55 years at the helm and another title. What a great story that is.
Sounds a little like Gagliardi, huh, up there at St.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah, started as a young man and is just keeps going, and what a cool guy. 2A Jackson County Central over at Staples Motley, 42-26. And then the big school, 6A on Friday night. Our good buddy Dave Lee, the call on Channel 45. Maple Grove beat Minnetonka 28-21. The Crimson finish an unbeaten year. And then we switched to Saturday. Three games at U.S. Bank Stadium on Saturday. Fertile Belt Trammy won their first ever title, beating Hills Beaver Creek 20-8, 9-player. And then in 3A, Stewartville, great team, beat Daz Cocato, another good football team all year, 43-22. And then in the final game of the day, Elk River, another title. They beat Alexandria 33-24, and the Elks head coach Steve Hamilton joins us on the line. And Steve, congrats on another great year and another title.
Yeah, thank you. It was different because we had to beat four teams twice. So it's always tough to beat really, really good teams twice, and to beat Chan and to beat Alex back to back like that was pretty special for us.
Coach, you know what was really special, obviously, for you, had to be that opening drive of the second half. Can you talk us and walk us through that a little bit? I mean, 17 plays, 80 yards, and you used up, what, 9 minutes and 32 seconds? That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that was pretty good. It was kind of our game plan. They have two really, really good defensive tackles who also started offensive tackle for them, and we thought if we could get physical with them and double-team them basically every play and go right at them, that we could hopefully wear them out, which would help the defense too. Obviously, it made it for a much more of a grind and 3 or 4 yards at a time, which we're okay with. And, yeah, and helps our defense, obviously, when they only have the ball for 2 minutes in the third quarter.
Yeah, and, you know, Steve, over the years, you run that power T, and everybody knows it, and it's like, here we go. But it is all about patience, because eventually a big gainer, I've seen your team enough where it's kind of like, you know, 2-3 yards, and all of a sudden you break a big one. It puts a lot of pressure on that defense to make their reads and figure out who has the ball.
It does, and, you know, I think what we've gotten really good at is we're going to take what you give us. And if you are bound and determined to try to take trap away and prevent the big play, then we're more than willing to do what we did yesterday. And, you know, and defensively, the first time we played Alex, we hit some big traps and some big plays, and they've obviously did a great job scheming to take that away. So we had to be happy with just taking what they're giving us. And, yeah, the result is a 9.5-minute drive with a touchdown. It probably doesn't get any better than that for us. And, you know, keeping Chase Thompson and that offense off the field was huge.
Which is exactly what you did. You look at that second half, and they had, you know, the third quarter, they had the ball for less than 2 minutes. In the fourth quarter, they had it for 2 minutes and 2 seconds. It's just absolutely amazing what that offense was able to do and chew up that clock the way they did. Coach, is there something about that offense, though? Was it because of the kind of personnel that you've got, or is this a structure, this whole power T offense, is that something that you've always believed in?
Well, it's funny. This is my 27th year as a head coach, and you know, I started in Michigan, and we were spread 27 years ago when everybody was wing T and just running the ball, and we were different. And then I had to make a change at my second school in Michigan. We just athletically could not line up with the teams we were playing, and spread, we couldn't get anyone open. And I saw this offense from John Shillitoe, who's still the guru back in Michigan. They're playing for a state title again next week. And, you know, we kind of morphed into it. And then when I went to Georgia, we did a lot of this, but still some other things. And then when we came here collectively, when I met with the staff, and we just said, okay, you know, we've really struggled here. They were spread. They had lost 16 games in a row. Let's just commit to getting really good at this. And it does fit. It has to be a fit. And Elk River, the kids fit. They're just hardworking, kind of lunch pail kids that you saw that yesterday. They're willing to just grind it out. And then, you know, when you have some really good athletes thrown in there like we do this year, it can make it pretty explosive.
Yeah, it is. And as someone who tries to call the games occasionally, it is hard to figure out who has the ball. These kids must work together all the time on the ball fakes, hiding the football. The quarterback, outstanding job. Channel 45 captured it beautifully on how well they hide the football. It's extraordinary.
It is, but, you know, I always look at spread teams and the amount of time that they put in timing their passing game. You know, it's no different than that. It's just we're practicing something a little different, and I always tell my quarterbacks, this is not going to be, you know, you're going to go home and paint a line in the yard and work on your steps, which is a little different than obviously what spread teams would do. And you got to get the right guys that want to buy into that, and then you get a kid like Levi Harris who's an explosive athlete, and you can do a lot of great things.
Coach, it's interesting. And for the people who don't know what this power T is, you've got two tight ends, you've got three running backs. It's a T formation style offense that does a lot of trickery within that, actually, and I do a great job. I'm curious because I had a discussion with Coach Lou Holtz. I played for him at the University of Minnesota for the 2 years that he was here, and I asked him about 5 years, 8 years out of college. I said to him, I said, Coach, what is it about you bringing the kind of offense that you brought to us, which was an option style offense? And he said, look, we might not have the same talent level as an Ohio State or a Michigan back then. I think we do now, but back then. But he said, you know, athletically, I can get these kind of players to buy into this kind of an offense, and it really is something where I don't need the ultra blue chip type players for that. I can just work with the guys that we've got. Is that sort of, it sounds like that's exactly sort of the methodology and the rationale for why you run this power T offense. Is that right?
Yeah, it's certainly the reason we got into it. I was in a suburb by Detroit, and we were playing a lot of Detroit schools. There was a lot of Division I talent that we didn't have. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of the great equalizer. You know, if you don't know where the ball is, it slows down that speed. And if you can get that speed to take one step the wrong direction, it takes them 2 steps to get back where they're supposed to be. So all those things help balance the playing field. Last night it was not a whole lot of deception. We just were going to go right at them and try to grind it out. And thankfully that worked, but it's a big piece. But at the end of the day, the people who don't get enough credit in this offense are the guys up front, because they're the guys that they won that game for us last night. You know, controlling the line of scrimmage is key. So it's a really physical offense. You have to get people to buy into that, but it's exactly like, you know, Lou Holtz told you, it's the same idea. We'll level the playing field and we'll do something different. We'll do something where maybe we can negate their speed a little bit.
Steve Hamilton, Elk River head coach. Elks won the 5A title, beating Alexandria. And before he let you go, the two turnovers helped as well. A couple of picks. That went a long way to sealing the deal in this win over Alexandria, didn't it, Steve?
It did, and I got to give Coach Cross and defensive staff so much credit, because we came into this year and put in an entire new defense, the terminology, everything. And, you know, Coach Cross has been coaching over 30 years, and you know, for him to kind of scrap everything and learn everything new, it's oftentimes a lot harder for us coaches to learn the new things than the kids. And They were phenomenal. I mean, Alex had two drives, and they both ended with interceptions, so you probably couldn't ask for anything more.
Well, Steve, good to visit with you. Thanks so much for the time.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, guys.
All right, there he is, Steve Hamilton, another state title at Elk River running the old Power T. It is 10:31. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. Much more coming up on the Sports Huddle. Pete Najarian is here. Dave Schwartz has a day off. Steve Thompson sitting in here on News Talk. 830 WCCO.